What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
You know, it's just been an interesting year for us. I think we were really optimistic about our team coming into the season. And I think early on, it was kind of playing out that way. And we knew going in that it was going to be a little unlikely that we were going to have Tyree Iheanacho. We kind of took him back with the idea that he was probably going to have to sit out, and we were good with that. We were playing pretty well, showing some resolve, getting better, winning some close games, but playing pretty well. When Tyree came back, we went out. I think he found out the night before we played Utah Tech while we were getting off the plane that he could play. You know, kind of based on all the court stuff that went on, and we played fantastic there. We went on the road. We went from there to Lincoln, and we played awesome in Nebraska. Now, we lost the game, but we had a 10-point lead at Nebraska and really playing well. We went home for Christmas break, and, we had an ice storm up here when guys were trying to get back. And ice storms are rare up here in January, in December, just because usually the temperature doesn't allow rain. But it was ridiculous how thick of a layer of ice we had. And it was really difficult. Flights were canceled, really hard to get guys back. We got guys back. We got our whole team back basically the day before the St. Thomas game. And we looked like it. Like, I think they ended up getting an extra couple days off, which led to about a 6-day break. And then we just turned around and played a game, and we really played poorly. They played exceptionally well, and we played like a team that had been on vacation for a week. And it's funny how that kind of just took away that mojo, that confidence, that air we kind of had going. And it took a little while to get that back. But, I'll give our guys a lot of credit. We were changing a little bit of a lineup because the addition of Tyree. Guys' roles were changing a little bit. We knew that we could have a team that would be better than the team that we had before Christmas. But we had to get back to that point. And you know, sometimes it's really easy for players, for student athletes, when it's all of a sudden change and it's not going right and not going perfect, to kind of give up on that or start having some bad attitudes or just start making it about the wrong stuff. And man, our guys just kept on working for the right stuff. And I think it was at Omaha. We didn't play awesome at Omaha. We competed, but we just didn't play awesome. And then the switch kind of turned going into Kansas City, where all of a sudden we got a little swagger back. We got a little confidence back, and guys started defending better, showing more resolve. You know, the thing in those six losses where we had double digit leads in a lot of those losses in a row, but we didn't have a lot of resolve when teams made runs on us. And when team would make a run on us, we just didn't respond. And really, every game since then, I think we've had leads, and we've been able to manage to keep those leads. We've showed the resolve when we'd get a 10-point, 12-point lead at Kansas City or wherever it might be, at home against Oral Roberts or whoever it might have been. Like we just didn't allow a team to make a run to get back up on us. And same as St. Thomas this last game. You know, a team that beat us pretty handily at our place, that's playing really well. We managed to take the lead kind of midway through that first half, and we never gave it up. And they tried making some runs because they're the kind of program that just doesn't give up. Like, they just keep fighting you. And I thought our guys showed a lot of resolve on the road in a tough environment to pull that one out. So it's fun to see the guys playing better. It's fun to see them playing with some confidence. You just can't take it for granted. You got to keep having gratitude and be humble and not get so caught up thinking you got crap figured out, because, you know, we haven't got anything figured out. The biggest thing we've got right now is we got some guys competing and really enjoying the competition.
And coach, I'm asking Coach about close games you play, because you and I both know you really can't put on the practice and produce the practice. You get to learn this with live action, with referees and crowds and another color against you. So try to get them to execute and be calm, clear, connected when it's getting crazy or they're making a run at you, throwing a haymaker, when late pressure, to execute the play you call or the defensive call, whatever it is. Know your assignments, whether we're far ahead, you know, we're slipping or we can, whatever we're doing defensively. To know that in that moment was most critical and crucial and not fold.
Yeah, you know, we call it FIO, you know, kind of figure it out. And in a sense, it's you know, you like to think of practice. Throughout practice, you're putting guys in situations where they've got to figure things out. It's really interesting. You know, this last game, I think we were up 11 or 12 on St. Thomas, and they cut it down to 3 in a matter of about a minute and a half. And we didn't call a timeout. You kind of felt good about what we were doing. We just had a few things that maybe didn't break our way. But again, you have some trust in your guys, because you could call a timeout and you could give them. But at the end of the day, those are the guys on the floor. They're the ones seeing it, feeling it, having to go through it and make the decisions. So it's fun to see them respond. And it's boy, I tell you, what is that? It's experience. It's having belief in what we're doing. Not just, you know, because there's a lot of times you're playing a team a second time or there's enough film out now. You know, plays are plays, and sometimes they work, but it's what do you do after the play? You know, you might put a quick entry in or a quick set in, and a lot of times that's going to get guarded, but what's going to happen after that? And then defensively, you know, there's going to be breakdowns. There's going to be guys that get caught, you know, out of position. So there's emergency help, emergency switch. There's rotations that take place. And you know, what I was so impressed with our guys, you know, the other night was just their ability to FIO, just to figure it out. And we had switches, and they reswitched when they could. And there's just a lot of different things going on. And those are things that help you win games. And they're things that a lot of times they go a little bit unseen. I mean, I think we had Eli King down for 6 steals in that St. Thomas game. Now, I think they charted him for 4. But when we went back and watched it, he clearly had 6 steals. And so many of them were just being in the right spot, allowing his positioning to be so where he could have an impact on his man and the ball and then maybe get a touch on it or get a deflection on it. And it's things like that where you're so connected and engaged with what's going on away from the ball that you're really making an impact and changing the game. And, you know, six steals changes a game. You know, a few of those went out to run out. I mean, I think he had two run out dunks on him. And so it's just, those are things on the defensive side that you just, boy, you can't measure that. And as a coach, you can do your job. And as a staff, we do our job preparation wise, but it's players out there making plays, man. And it's, you know, as a coach, sometimes you get too much credit when you win and you get too much credit when you lose. And at the end of the day, it's the guys on the floor that really have the largest impact. And that's, I've been really proud of the guys and resilience and resolve we've shown. And that's something we've been good at here. That stretch, we weren't. But going into that stretch and coming out of that stretch where we lost some games in a row, they were really good at that resolve and making those kind of plays in those environments. So it's, you know, hopefully we can keep that going.
And, Coach, I know you had some tough years with that COVID years, man, and then your guys bounced back. So talk about the administration sticking behind you, because in this business we live in, they'll just let you go quickly. But your administration let you get through those three rough COVID years, and look at the payoff this year now with talent you have in your roster, players on your roster. Talk about that piece of it, having support and understanding of what the situation was during those COVID years.
Well, it's you know, it's our administration. I'm telling you, like I've said this so many different times to people, like our administration, and it starts with our athletic director, Bill Chaves, but our president, Andy Armacost. You know, college athletics is going through a lot of change, and they, what's been awesome is they've really recognized that in the last 3 years, like we've accelerated almost 20 years in this profession when it comes to what's going on. And you know, I think a lot of times, when you're in a leadership position like they are, or like any of us can be, you know, the ability to kind of, you know, stay the calm, you know, kind of be the calm in the storm and not be so high and so low, but really look at things with great perspective. And we're really fortunate here with our leadership and our administration here. And then the work they're putting in around the scenes, behind the scenes, to improve through, you know, the times that we're in right now with collectives and NILs and different things. Like here at North Dakota, we're trying to find our niche to how we fit in those things, because we're not a Power Five, right? We're a mid-major university in the Summit League. We're also Division I hockey in the NCHC, which are hockey teams, you know, one of the top. I think they're number one or right around there in the country right now. And then our football team's in a different league in the Valley. So, like, we've got several different leagues just here at the University of North Dakota that our administrative team has to work with. And so throughout COVID, you're dealing with those things and different rules and regulations, and then you're coming off of that, and then you've also got all the different things going on our campus with your own sports teams. And athletics is tough, and people get fired, and that's the reality of it. Good coaches get fired. I'm really blessed that we've got an administrative team that kind of saw, you know, through a lot of things that, hey, we've had a difficult stretch. We've lost some guys throughout the portal. We've gained some guys throughout the portal. I think we're trying to find our niche a little bit of how we have to do it here. But I think they also see the work we're putting in. There hasn't been a lot of craziness in our program. I think we've managed to really keep it balanced and keep it moving forward through those times. But man, they were tough. There's no doubt. And honestly, like, you can't let up or can't think you've got it figured out, because we don't. Another six game losing streak can come just like that if you kind of let up off the gas. And I'm grateful. I'm thankful for the people we have here at UND, because we've got some awesome people. We're excited about what's to come and what's happening up here at the University of North Dakota, because it's an awesome place, great facilities, awesome people. And I think they've really shown, hey, we've got your back. But there's a responsibility to us, for us, that, you know, if it ever comes to the point where it doesn't happen here for us down the road, I know this, I will have gotten all the support. We will have gotten all the support we need to help ourselves be successful here. So we just got to keep pushing forward and keep trying to, you know, FIO, keep trying to figure it out. And that's what we're working to do right now.
No doubt, Coach, no doubt, man. And for you, Coach, How cool was it to go on the road and in non-league get wins at a Utah Tech, at a WAC school, a specific, a WCC school, which they were probably right above the summer league. So how cool was that to go on the road with your team in non-league play and just get those wins out there and show your team you can go on the road and win tough environments and tough games?
Well, I think you said it. I think just, you know, getting – because we talk a lot about it's not who, where, when we play. It's how you play. You know, you're going to have road games. You're going to have home games. You're going to have neutral court games. I think times people get wrapped up in where you're playing. So we really try to get the focus. It's not who and where and when, man. It's how. It's how we show up. And getting that win at Pacific. And at that time, you know, Pacific had returned a lot of guys from the year before. And I know they've kind of had some struggles, but you know, that was a team that went in and won a Pac-12 game right out of the gate. Pacific did. So that was a really good win for us. And you know, I just got a lot of respect for the coaches at Utah Tech and what they do. And I know they've had a lot of turnover, but we went out there and just played awesome at their place. And it's great, great road wins. And anytime you can get on the road and get a win, it's awesome. But, you know, again, these conference road games are, you know, to go into Kansas City and get a win there, I got so much respect there for those guys. And you gotta go in there like a grown man. Otherwise, you're going to get sent home like a little kid because they play very hard and they get after you on the glass. And the team like St. Thomas just hasn't lost much at their place. I think they got beat in overtime on a last second shot by South Dakota State. But outside of that, they don't lose it. They haven't lost much at their house this year. So to go get those wins in conference play are great for us. And it puts us in a position where maybe we can be playing for something here down this stretch. But you know, next up USD down at South Dakota, and I know they're going to be ready to play. And we've got an awesome opportunity with that game and to try to keep this thing going.
And coach is going to make you laugh. Coach Esposito with Kansas City. I was his basketball camp at 5 years old.
Yeah.
I was his camp at 5 years old.
So where was that camp, can I ask?
At Tennessee State, 5 years old. Because, you know, Mason was there. Carlos Rogers was there. Monty Wilson. So I've known Coach Joe since I was 5 years old. And I tell him, that was my camper. Look how he is then.
Was Coach Patton on that? Was Ricardo Patton on that staff at Tennessee State then? Do you know? Do you remember?
Coach Patton was
the old head. Yeah, I know he was there. I think he left maybe for Colorado by that time, but yeah, okay. I worked with Coach P at Colorado, and I know he was out of Tennessee State for a short time too. So, Coach Joe is up in Minnesota. I mean, I grew up in Minnesota, so I've always kind of followed the Gophers. And Coach Joe is with Tubby over at with Minnesota as well. So, that man's been around a few years now. He's been around.
Yeah, and, always fun to see you, man. He's always energetic, Coach. I remember as a 5-year-old kid, we were doing those camper games, knockouts, and, you know, he was always as energetic even then. That was the same guy now, 35-something years later, same guy.
Yeah, he looks great. I know, you know, he looks great. I think he's doing awesome. Coach Menzies is a terrific human being. Like what's fun about a profession that we're in is the people you meet kind of throughout it. There's so many awesome people in this you know, in this career, this, you know, in this college basketball world, there's just so many awesome people that you get a chance to meet and be around. And Joe's one of those guys, Coach Menzies, one of those guys, and it's still fun to go in there and beat those guys at their place. But win or lose, I think it's always important how you handle yourself. And it says a lot about who you are when you win and who you are when you lose. The great human beings down there and they're building it. They're building it. I think they're, you know, in their second year and they're building it too. So we've all got a big job in front of us in this mid-major world of, you know, how are we building our program? Things have changed so much in how you do it. And I think we're all trying to figure it out the best we can. It's harder. It's challenging. There's different things that are coming up, but man, it's still gives you goosebumps when you get to show up every day and coach basketball.
You're so right, Coach. And for me, man, you know, my career didn't work out the way I wanted it to work out, but being able to be around the game and, you know, as a young kid, being a 4-year-old kid, going to a basketball camp with QB Brown, even, you know, who's still 90 years old doing his thing.
He's still doing games, yeah.
He lives in Atlanta, and I see him. He's so happy to see me. He knew I was in camp with him as a 4-year-old. It just So I was a young kid, basketball has been put in front of me by some great minds. So I've been blessed to be around. I get to talk about it every day. So it's like for me, man, it didn't work out. But I think it worked out for me anyways to be able to talk to you guys and be around the games, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's like you said, there's a lot of awesome people you get a chance to meet through this profession, and I've been blessed that way, no doubt.
And coach, for you, man, let me ask you this, man. As you all grow, man, and you know, keep doing your thing, man, through the rest of the year, talk about getting better each day and wanting to peak at the right time, similarly tournament time, because you don't want to peak too early. So how talk about trying to pace your guys? You better age every day to know that it really counts when it comes to that summer league tournament here at the end of the conference year.
Boy, that's a $1 million question, isn't it? I think what's too much, what's enough? You know, I think a lot of it is kind of how you work, you know, how you communicate and work with your guys throughout the ups and downs. You can lose a team as quickly, you know, in a day, you know, depending on kind of how you come about and bring your day as a coach. So I think it's really important, you know, as the head coach to kind of keep a demeanor that's a little more consistent with what you do and some balance to it. You know, right now from a practice standpoint, you know, we had Sunday off. We went for about an hour on Monday, and we're not even doing a lot of full team film stuff right now. It's mostly just some small film position breakdown stuff. You know, and you do that because I guess you don't want to necessarily watch film in front of everybody. So you're trying to do it in a little bit more private manner with players so they can kind of see it without having everybody see it with them. So, it's all about maybe knowing your team and understanding what works best. And then throughout the year, trying to continually streamline that to what's operates and how do we, you know, what do we got to do today? You know, people get so excited about talking about your next game, but the most important thing after your game is, you know, what meal are we having? What's our off day look like? And then let's come back on Monday and have a great practice, and let's bring the right mindset to that. It's really kind of narrowing that focus and not getting ahead of yourself. In my opinion, everybody does things differently. But at the end of the day, like it's, you know, what can we do today to help our team be the best it can be, practice at the highest level. And then, you know, knowing that we've got a game coming up Thursday, we've got to do everything we can to prepare for Thursday without over preparing and killing them going into that game. Because as the old wise coach Darren Hansen used to say down in Omaha, we got to get them to the game too. Like you got to get them there. And it's sometimes you want to get them during practice so much that it's hard to get guys to the game. So, I mean, it's sometimes you can do it right and sometimes you could screw it up. And that's just kind of the world we live in. And this profession's no different. Like hindsight's 20/20, you know, everybody's killing Dan Campbell for the Lions because he went for the field goal. I'm sorry. He went for the fourth down instead of the field goal in that playoff game, but that's what he did all year, you know, and what you accept in victory, you got to accept in defeat. And that's kind of who they were. And I don't think any of those guys in his team are blaming him for what they did because that's who they were. And I think as the season goes on, you're building your identity as a team. And this is who we are. So I think as a head coach, you got to continue managing that and making sure that identity is clear to the guys on what you want from your team and what you're trying to become and not letting anything bump you off that. Because we live in a world of distractions, man. Mm-hmm. Like so many things can bump people off their path. You know, defeats, losses, bad games can all of a sudden turn into a lot of drama and 2 or 3 days of just trying to get somebody back. But man, the world, as you know, the world past basketball is a lot rougher than that. Like don't let things knock you off your path because you're going to have a lot of crap in your life that happens to you. And you're going to have to be there for your family and not get knocked off your path. And so whether we win or lose on Thursday, we're playing really well right now. And other teams are too. So whether you win or lose on Thursday, let's not let that knock us off our path. Let's keep building, knowing that we've got a team that can go into a conference tournament and win 3 games in a row. That's all. I mean, that we know that. And so why would we screw that up by being selfish or complaining about stuff just because it isn't going my way or our way at a certain moment? So You know, I think that's it's there's a lot of things you're juggling. There's a lot of things these 18 to 22 year olds are juggling around them right now. And it's just another reason I'm just so proud of these guys so far, because when you lose six in a row, it's really easy for a lot of outside influences to tear a team down.
Yes.
And our guys did an awesome job of not allowing that to happen. That's not us as coaches that get credit for that. That's our players that get credit for that, because they kept the right mindset and really kept the belief that what we could become. And I'm not saying it was perfect and easy, but I'm telling you that they did an awesome job of keeping their mind right, knowing that we're there. We're close. We've shown glimpses of it. We just got to get back to the way we were. And then honestly, with the addition of Tyree, we knew that we could take another step. And I think we have, you know, BJ Omot's playing awesome right now. And you know, we've just got our big guy, Amar Kujolovic, is just playing awesome right now. And we got other guys that are really finding that. They're finding it. And as we can keep getting everybody to that spot, you can be playing your best late. And that's what you want. In the mid-major level, when you're in a one-bid league, as we are right now, you want to be playing your best. It doesn't matter where you finish in the league. If you're playing the best in the league, you can make a run. And that's what we're hoping for.
Sounds good, Coach. And I hope we're talking again in March, Coach, when you made that big run. Yeah. And you can celebrate that again. We're going to claim that depth, Coach. So, good to see you this time. Been talking to you. Well, it's been on the phone, man. We got to do this again in March, hopefully, after you made that run, Coach. We'll be looking for you again down the road, Coach.
Well, hey, listen, I got my stocking hat on, but it's too dang hot. It's still 30-something up here, so it's too hot for me to be wearing this all day like you are. But you, I hope you guys warm up down there, right? Y'all need to toughen up a little bit more. All right. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. It was fun chat with you again, man.
Thanks. Take care.
All right.
Yep, bye-bye.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King, 50 King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.